Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go Hilo.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon.
Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. You can also find me over on Rose Pricks as usual. And here I am with Ben Mantelka of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. How's it going, Ben?
Oh my God, I am amped. I am so excited to talk Below Deck Med today. I mean, everyone is going nuts. Nuts, I tell you.
Well, before we do it, here's some quick shills, everybody. You ready?
Quick shills.
We're going to be in Milwaukee this Friday doing a Southern Charm recap, so get your tickets for that. We'll see you there.
Milwaukee.
And then on the 8th, the day after, we're going to be in Minneapolis at the Cedar Cultural Center, and that's sold out. And then next month, we're in Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. And then in September, Nashville. And then in November, Indianapolis and New York City for two shows, one of which still has tickets, one is sold out. And then in December, we just announced a show in St. Louis at Del Mar Hall. So go get your tickets for that now. You can get ticket links at watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, that's where you'll find merch links for our three new shirts. We have Medicine Martini, Dorinda, and Team LVP. You can get those for the next few weeks. And there's free shipping on orders of $45 or more for the next 2 weeks. So go over there and check it out.
Yeah.
Also, we do like two video recaps a week on Crappens On Demand over on Patreon. So thanks to everybody who's joined up. We are really loving that, doing those. This week we have Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Summer House. Both are going to be up on Crappens On Demand. So go over there to get those. And that is the quickest shill of all time.
Because the quickest shill of all time is happening to me. So you guys, Below Deck Med, Below Deck is back. Oh God, I love Below Deck. So Below Deck Med, wow, they are like, you know what, Ben and Ronnie, they love doing crazy accents. Let's just up the ante. So we have South African,
third
we have
party
Russian.
Now.
what'd you say?
You're talking about us in third person now.
Well, I'm saying this is what the producers were thinking, because in my mind, the producers think of us first. So you got South African, you have Australian, New Zealand, Liverpool, Russian. I feel like there were some others in there. Long Island, Kali, you know.
And the Russian is actually a little confusing because she's not just Russian. She lived in Paris for a long time, and she's like kind of a Dorit. I guess she'll take on the accent of where she lives, because that is like half French and half Russian. It's very difficult. Okay.
Yeah.
This is going to take us probably a few weeks to get these, because
there's gonna be a lot of bastardizations. And the problem is having to pivot from accent to accent, you know? So at some point I think everyone's just gonna start sounding Australian coming out of my mouth, but I'm gonna try my best.
Yeah. This, don't listen to this for realistic impersonations, okay? If you're new to the show, this is not the show for you.
Okay. So the episode opens up with Hannah. We see all these like shots of the south of France, and we hear Hannah going, "The south of France is the playground for the wealthiest people in the world. People who could probably afford 50 euros for their girlfriend to spend on cigarettes."
Sandy's like, "Everyone knows. Everyone shows off here. Look at my big boat. Look at my big boat. Well, guess what? Look at my big boat.
Look at my Branzino. Look at my inflatable banana.
God, I love that banana.
And then, oh, and it's bigger than everyone else's. God, what a rush."
This is that quick cut thing where they're just like cutting everybody. Like, Hannah's here and this girl's here. And Hannah's like, "I think last season was not my best season, honey. I need to put my head down, concentrate on my job, stay single, and buy my own cigarettes. God damn it, honey."
"This season, I'm just going to keep my head down and do my work and stop waiting for that refund from my flight from Prague to come through. Because we all know that's not happening anytime soon. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right?"
What did we learn last season, honey? Conrad is a liar, honey. All right.
So then Joao was back, and he's like, "Coming back as Captain Sanders Bosun is a huge honor for me. I give bosuns a whole lot of shit, and I better be prepared to take it back. But, you know, in Zim, what we always say is, you can't live your life as a bosun without being a bosun. And also, I would like to touch your breasts. Thank you."
He's like, "You see how I asked there? That is because now I am polite. I'm the new Joao." And I love this whole continuation of the 2019 Bravo man trying to pretend he's changed. We've had Jax, which Carl. I don't think anyone's fallen for that. We've had Carl, who just couldn't get laid. I don't know how much he's gotten changed or how much he's changed, but we had Carl. And now here we've got Joao, who's totally different now, guys. Redemption!
Totally different. And now we meet Mila, the chef, who at this point seems like she might have potential. She's like, yes, I believe female chefs are underrated. I can't even do this French-Russian thing.
Yeah, I can't even be good.
Female chefs are underrated, and I want to change this opinion. I want people to know that I have my opinion, and I don't take shit. Also, love Del Monte. Love it. Love it.
Pace. You know what I believe in the kitchen? Is you need to take your pace. Picante sauce.
I find my culinary inspiration comes from old El Paso.
That's it. It's like literally it, you know? And my first thought about her was terrible, ratty hair. So she's bad at grooming.
She's got thick hair. That hair is hard to
And also
control.
Crazy eyes. Wide open crazy eyes.
Big. So she has she actually can give Hannah face. Like that she does have Hannah
face eyes. Like, you know, when Hannah gets mad and she just opens her eyes really big and then starts squinting them really fast. I think this chick might start doing that too, Mila.
Yeah, and we know it's probably going to happen because then we see a shot of Mila telling Hannah, "If you don't like it, you can cook it yourself."
Well, yeah, anyone literally could. Fucking chips from a bag. But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So Colin's like, "Hi, it's me, Colin. I'm back to make that paper dog. I'm in France, and now I feel like I'm a Euro guru. Croissant?"
"That was hilarious, Colin. Colin, did you do the croissant joke? Did you do it? Dad and I loved it. Did you do it? It's good, right?"
His mom's just floating by on a little boat.
She's got a little dinghy, giving notes.
"I made some lasagna. Too much croissant. I got you some lasagna from home if you need it."
Then we've got Aisha, who talks like she's laughing, which I love. I love people like that. She's like, "I've got to work ethic of someone in their 30s, the body of someone in their 20s, and the mind of a boy going through puberty."
"Oh, God. I have the comprehension abilities of an embryo. That's what I got to say."
And then Travis, he's like, "Because of things I do, people think I'm an idiot." So we've got two dopes this year, Travis and Jack.
Yeah, and then Anastasia's like, "I have an immigrant work ethic," which I just thought was funny. And then we meet Jack, who's like,
coming from the merchant navy to work in yachts is different because everybody there's just a few men walking around and I was just going to look at some papers and I used to shave one leg just so I'd feel like I was in bed with a woman, but I don't have to do that anymore because now I'm sort of close to women. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good, mate. And Sandy's like, all right, let's just say the last two charter seasons have hardened me. And then we get clips of just people being stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, I'm not messing around this time. This is DJ Sandy, right?
Yeah.
DJ Sandy doesn't make you take naps. She raps about you making naps, all right?
That's right. This is the Sandy remix, and I'm harder now. And then in that clip, we see in that montage of people doing stupid shit. We see Anastasia at one point cry and go, I'm so sick of alcoholics. We're on the wrong network for that, honey.
Yeah, you're on the wrong show for that, sister.
Yeah.
It's a French Riviera this year, and we see Hannah arriving with her little suitcase, and it's like rolling on the ground, making that noise suitcases do. It's going, honey. So, France is my home away from home, honey. I traveled it with my mom, and when we were here, I put into Google, where do people buy your cigarettes for free in France? And you don't even have to learn French. And it said, here. So here I am.
I was here in the state of France. You know, I was like, what's a good... Where can I find a job where someone might want to fly me out of Prague and not make me pay for it? And apparently it's yachting. Not sure if that's worked out so well for me, has it?
So she goes up and kisses Sandy, which is nice to see they're going to make an effort. And she's like, hey, you going, honey? And Sandy's like, it's Captain Honey to you, all right?
Yeah.
You call me Captain on this boat.
And Sandy is like, I was based in France for many years. And they show this picture of Sandy just with two thumbs up. Like, guess what, South of France? You get two thumbs up. I just loved how that was somehow, like, represented France. Sandy would be like, yeah. Big thumbs up for France.
Yeah. And so the captain tells us they ended on a good note. Oh, no, she tells Hannah. She's like, you know, we ended up on a good note last year, Hannah. You sure kicked it into gear. And Hannah's like, well, it was not my best season. I should have communicated more.
Yeah.
It's like, I think you were communicating.
your rage eyes communicate pretty effectively.
Yeah, you were saying, I will burn this boat down if you don't stop being pricks to me. How about that? And it's like, oh yeah, communication is essential, Hannah. I want more on service. I do not want to see someone getting up from the table to get a toast. What I do want to see is people at the table enjoying nice naps. That's what makes a boat happy.
Right? So now Joao starts to approach, and he, like, drops his bag. And, you know, that Hannah was like, oh, honestly, it was worth it to leave that little pebble there. I knew I knew my gamble would pan out well.
Mm.
So, he comes, and Hannah and Joao are, like, cool now. This is, like, an annoying habit of Hannah, which is that she hates someone for an entire season, and then I hate them, too. And then, like, there's an off-season, and then they come back for season two. She's like, we have best friends now. I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah. No. Well, the captain's like, the band is back together. I'm like, the band, the cock gobblers. Like, what would you, the cock jugglers. What did he call her? A cock juggling.
I think he called her a thunder cock. Thunder cut fitness or something like that.
But, you know, forgiveness is good, guys. Ask Jesus. So then,
yeah.
Joao's like, I have just come off a bigger boat as a boosin, and now I've had five under me, and so I know better what to deal with.
Yeah, shut
and
up, Joao.
Like, super arm sweaty and stuff. And I'm like, oh my god, he's
got
terrified.
Pit stains that just keep growing bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like that's him just trying to like keep old Joao inside. Like the more he represses his urges, the more his pit stains grow.
Yeah, old Joao's trying to sweat its way out of the lodge, you know. And the captain's like, well, Joao, I want you to do a good job now. I don't want to say I made a mistake. All right, Joao. He's like, Neva. So then we've got Mila the chef.
Neva.
So we've got Mila the chef running around, well, walking around the boat slowly, just coughing all over everything.
Right. Which is coughing is usually not a symptom of food poisoning, but we'll let it slide.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever, Mila. So her first thing is that she's coughing everywhere. And Hannah's like, oh, look at you. How you going? She's like,
yeah.
Hello, I'm the chef. And then she tells us, she's like, I was born in Russia, in Siberia. I was working part-time in restaurants, and people like the food. So I went to live in Paris, and I get a chance to work with the best chefs. I'm like, do you know who else works good with chefs? People who mop the floors. People who take out the trash, do the dishes, girl. There's a lot of people in a restaurant who aren't cooking.
Yeah. I also liked that. It's not like she's like, I've always loved cooking. Or she goes, oh, I noticed I really enjoyed cooking. Like, I just happened to notice it. It's okay, so I've decided to do this. When you say, like, I noticed I really enjoyed it, that's like me being like, you know what? I noticed I'm starting to really enjoy watching, you know, something on Netflix, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a passing fancy.
So she goes up to say hi to the captain, and when she sees that it's Sandy, she goes, Captain? Oh, hello, Captain. First time I've seen Captain like that. Meaning a woman, I'm assuming. And Sandy just stares into the camera and shrugs, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And Sandy's like, you know, Mila, she trained at the Cordon Bleu in Paris, which is the highest training you could possibly get. So clearly, this can never go wrong. Emphasis on can never go wrong. I'm sure she's prepared her foods. Emphasis on prepared foods. Can't go wrong.
So then we go to Travis saying hi to Sandy, and he's like, hello. And he goes, nice to meet you, Sandy. And I was like, whoop, she just let you get off with that one.
Me too. I was like, excuse you, sir. So then Anastasia gets on board and starts talking Russian with Mila. They're like, fruh, 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 fruh. And then because Anastasia is originally from Georgia, Republic of Georgia, not Georgia, United States. So they talk and everything. And then Jack gets on board and they're like, what's your name? Because I think at that point also, what's her face is on there? Aisha. So she's like, oh, what's your name? And she's like, "Is Jack Scully?" She's like, oh, Jack Scully? She's like, no, Jack Studio. Sorry, she's sort of like, what?
Yeah. I was objectively sorry. He's like, I've worked in different countries since I was 17. I'm 27 now, so people are fascinated by the accent. Liverpool is home to the Beatles, beautiful women. What's not to like?
Because Liverpool is known for its beautiful women. I was like, is it?
I don't know about that.
I don't.
But I'm sure not a world traveler, you know.
Yeah, I just feel like more like, I think like Sweden or something. Or
yeah, I don't really know. But I'll give you Beatles, okay?
I'll give you Beatles, yeah. So Beatles then Hannah and sees... Beatles. Basically, Beatles. I'll give you the Beatles.
Okay. So then Hannah's watching Colin trying to figure out where the door is because it's all like a glass wall. He's like, where's the door?
I'm like, you remember you were on the same exact yacht last season, right?
She's like, look, it's Dumb and Dumber in one person.
Oh, he even added a third one, dumbest.
He's like, hi, it's me, Colin. Gosh, I've got more confidence than ever.
You sure do, Colin. You sure do. Oh, thanks, Mom.
Doors are confusing, honey.
I know. I'm still working on it. I mean, who would think that it could slide?
Don't let that door bully you, Colin.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. So Hannah's like, Hannah's talking to Aisha about her experience, and Aisha's like, oh, you gotta push me pretty hard to make me break. I was like, yeah, welcome to Hannah.
Oh, you'll break. Face. Oh, you'll break, lady.
Yes.
So then Colin's super excited to see Joao because they have a bromance, deuteruses before uteruses, okay? Yeah. So I'll just wait for you guys to stop cringing for a second. Okay, I'm moving on.
Moving on. And so now we have Mila. She's cleaning out the fridge, and like it's just like nasty molded over strawberries and everything, and she's like coughing, as you know, she's like she's like, I mean, really? I mean, Chernobyl airing the same night and you give me strawberries and mold? I mean, this is too much, my people.
Fucking dirty chefs. I'm sick of cleaning galleys after them. I was like, this woman's going to be pleasant. So yeah. Then Jack meets Aisha, and he's like, oh, you Kiwi, baby? She's like, yeah. He's like, I worked on the roofs. When did you get here, Cindy? Oh, no, wait. Is this Travis who said that, right?
Yeah, no, Travis is talking to Aisha.
I get Travis and Jack a little confused.
Yeah.
And Travis then is so does Sandy, which I liked. I was like, oh, we're getting like the accents confused. I'm with you, Sand.
Well, because the thing is, this is that like Travis is talking to Aisha about like her being for, like a Kiwi, and they just cut to Sandy, and she just like settles into a bench in the crew mess, like, oh yeah, that's the ticket. On the bench. Oh, it's a good bench.
You know what's good? Bench. Apples. They rhyme with napples.
Oh, ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
So he's so, like, when did you get here, Sandy? And she's like, uh-oh, you call me Captain, okay? Because we're not friends, okay? And he's like, is your wish? And she goes, yeah, not a wish. It's a command. I'm like a reverse genie, okay?
I'm like the non-Will Smith version of a genie, okay? Entertaining and also authoritative.
And then he tells us again, he's like, how would my mates describe me? They'd call me a dickhead. And we didn't mention before that when he was talking about how everyone would call him such an asshole, but he's trying to be better. They show him tucking his wee-wee in between his legs in the camera and dancing around.
Like, yeah, okay. Very Buffalo so Bill.
Yeah, very Buffalo Bill. But I kind of like him. I think he's fun.
I feel like Buffalo Bill and Captain Sandy are... Honestly, they are just like a few cadences away from being the same person. Because I can imagine Captain Sandy in a very supportive way saying, oh, it puts the lotion in the basket. It puts the lotion in the basket.
Yeah, well, done. Well done.
It's everything. How's everything down in that well? You need a pillow down there? Okay. Tomorrow I'm just going to skin you, make a little jacket for myself. But just put some lotion on. Yeah.
You know, Buffalo Bill gets a real bad reputation, but... I mean, come on, he was trying to moisturize the girl.
So Mila is starting to feel sick. She's coughing again. This is like classic Below Deck editing, which is like when someone's starting to get sick, they just start inserting audio sound effects of them coughing every time they're on camera. And then I start to feel sick.
Oh, I think she was really coughing because... I was cringing because she's coughing all over everything. Like
everything.
Chefs generally are pretty clean. Like you have to be, you know, germs and all in a kitchen. Yeah. When you can make a whole boat sick. So, yeah, I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah. So now we have our first crew meeting, which is also preceded by some of that sweet Below Deck transitional music, which I love. It's my favorite transitional music on Bravo. Every time it comes on, I'm like, this is my jam. Yeah. I don't know what pool of music that they pull from, but it is awesome. I'm into it. I want a Below Deck greatest hits of their royalty-free transitional music. No offense, Trixie Monocle.
Well, sure, that can be arranged. It's kind of the right people.
So it's the crew meeting, which means it's like... the one time a season we acknowledge the first officer and the chief engineer, Casey and Mike. Hi, Casey and Mike.
I really am only going to be okay with these guys if they start getting rhyming names again, okay?
I know. Like, was it Larry and Barry?
Yeah, I think it was Larry and Barry. That's what I mean.
Great. Remember that one guy? I think it was Below Deck? Was it last season of Below Deck or two seasons ago? There was a guy named Nick who was totally useless. And there was like a scene of Kate Chastain trying to like get onto a dinghy to bring like a platter of food to the beach. And she's like, could you get closer? Get closer. I can't get onto the dinghy. You're 3 meters away. And he's like, huh?
Poor Jack.
And then he had to leave. They were like, he got sick. And so he left.
Yeah, he got sick because Kate put like fucking eye drops in his soda or something. So they're having the meeting in the main salon. And the captain's like, welcome everyone. I want you to feel like a team. And we can do a great job. Hey, listen, Animaniac, love your hair. But we're going to have to do something with that. Okay.
He's like, all right, darling. All the girls like my, or all the women like my hair, but I can put it up, be very sexy in Liverpool.
So then she's like, okay, so here's the dealio, my homies. Refer to me as Captain Sandy, not Sandy. I'm directing that to everyone and not at anyone individually, but I will stare at Travis for a long beat, and there you go. You should feel sufficiently shamed. Great.
That's the deal. Because you see how this works is that there is the hierarchy. And then she tells us, the last couple of seasons, I wanted to be relatable. But that just confused the workers.
She goes, I tried to show them that they could approach me as a human being, but it confuses them because I'm not a human being. I'm actually made of artificial intelligence, like Haley Joel Osment in AI.
If I wake up thinking of you first thing, that's going to probably be your last day on board. And then she tells us, this season, I'm not taking any shit. And they can earn my trust and thank all the people that came before them. Yes. Yes, nasty Captain Sandy. I'm here for this.
I'm loving watching her evolution as a Bravo star. She's like, if I wake up and I'm thinking about you, that's going to be your last day on this boat, unless I'm thinking, gosh, she really needs a nap, in which case I'll give you a nap.
Now, if I wake up thinking, gosh, that girl really needs a hug, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to hug you. I'm going to hug you hard.
It's going to be a big hug.
It's going to be a huge hug.
It's going to be...
Here's the kinds of hugs we do on this boat. Solo hugs, double hugs, triple hugs, and group hugs.
Yeah, okay. But here's what we're not going to do. I'm not going to give you a hug and your arms just sit there. If I give you a hug, I want your arms hugging me back, okay? Yeah.
There's no Jeez. Half-assed hugs here.
Yeah, right? Put the you in hug, okay?
And then she's like, we're a team here. I don't care what your job title says. If one person, if some people are sitting around the table while they're working the dinner shift, that's bullshit. We're a team.
Yeah.
And Mila just looks fucking miserable. Like, I don't even know if she's sick yet. She's just like, fuck this. Why would I lie to get into this job? Like, yeah, if I'm going to lie this much, I could have, like, been the president of something, you know?
Yeah. She's like, I don't know why I thought it was a good idea to give up my job at PetSmart to lie my way onto being a chef of a yacht. So it's like, so now it's time for provisions. So Mila has ordered a million things. So at this point, I think, okay, so Mila is going to be, she's going to be one of these chefs that is like, over the top and crazy, and it's going to drive everyone nuts. Because she's ordered so many provisions, there's like no room to put them on. There's boxes everywhere.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not used to this. This is so small. Like, it's a boat, you dope. It's like a huge yacht. Where were you working before?
Were you expecting it to be the Hilton? So then, and then we see the camera keeps cutting to Jack smoking, and I was like, okay. They're laying the foundation that he's gonna be like the lazy one.
Yes, well, he is literally the lazy one. Like they showed Joao, who's overdoing it because he's like, gotta make a first impression. Gotta make a good first impression. Look at me, boxes. I didn't even call that box the C word. I just put it down on the ground. Jack, you gonna help me? And Jack goes, well, brother, I don't see the point in straining too hard on the first day, right?
I think I'm just gonna sit here and smoke my ciggy.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Hannah and Mila are having a meeting about what the guests usually like to have in the morning, you know, like croissants and eggs and things like that. And Mila's like, oh, I think I have to excuse myself. I'm sorry. And then she just like goes off and pukes.
Yeah, she has to keep getting up to puke now. Now the puking begins. Yeah. And then we cut to Travis, who's cleaning a window, and he's like, I'm from Oles, Perth. I grew up in a suburb, highest incarceration rate, good friends, good people. And then you hear, sick, they're in jail, addicted to the old meth. You know how it goes. I was like, yeah,
we're living in West Hollywood. That's why I got into sailing.
We get it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's why there's also a huge amount of sailors from West Hollywood. So anyway, so Mila says that she has food poisoning, and she's like, I don't know why I ordered the shrimp pasta the night before. I do not know. And I'm like, well, how about you maybe consider having some Bismol? I mean, like, I don't know why. I mean, it's terrible that she's sick, but like, bitch, take some Pepto.
So the captain's like, well, hopefully she'll be better. I'll make the toast. I'm going to cook it with hugs. And then Mila is like, I was hoping to make the impression of chef ready for work, but my body can't accept water. I'm Siberian Russian woman. We are tough. I have to barf.
My mind is saying Siberia, but my body is saying yes. Okay. So the crew meeting. So now's the next day. It's not the next day. It's now we're over at the crew meeting where the deckhands are gathering, I should say. And we're learning that Jack, he used to be an engineer by trade with the Merchant Navy. And he's saying how it was like owned by the queen or something. And they would like
work on it. Wasn't owned by the queen. So they could dress, you know, like trash. And he's like,
oh, that makes much more sense.
He's like, leaving smelly, scruffy geezers to come like most luxurious yacht full of beautiful women. It's a shock to the system right now.
You know what else is a shock to the system? Showers.
Teeth brushes. I imagine this guy is going to be doing a lot of jerking off on this boat. You know, every year there's one that they catch jerking off all the time. And I think the biggest jerker offer was Emil from a few seasons ago.
Oh,
I think
my goodness.
They caught a good couple of shots of Emil jerking off. So I'm guessing this time it's going to be Jack.
Loved Emil. I forgot about Emil. Emil was on that crazy season with What's-Her-Face, the mermaid girl.
Yeah. So then we cut to Hannah at her meeting with the interior, and she's like, the big thing, communication on I. I'm like, okay, Hannah. And
Anastasia,
go ahead.
I was like, Anastasia's like, I work my best with very clear instructions, so you just show me once, and I'll do it correct every single time. And Hannah's face is like, we'll see about that, honey.
Then Zhao makes Travis the lead because he's had the most experience. And then the girls, we cut back to the girls, they're like, girl power. And I was just like, oh boy, is this about estrogen?
Also, did you notice like the presence of many boxes of Iceland water? Is this the new core water? I think it might be.
So then Mila's still barfing, and then we cut to Joao and Colin are roping things or whatever, and they're talking about the people from last season, and Colin's like, well, I talked to Jamie, she's doing great, and I'm sure you know this, but Brooke is going to Canada or something, and he's like, oh yeah, I tried talking to her, it didn't go very well, as you'd imagine.
Yeah, Joao is still trying to play this, like, wounded lover card. He's like, you know, you know, things were going so good with me and Brooke, and she even came to Zim, you know, she came to Zim and she saw all my blokes, but, you know, she cheated on me, and I've changed so much, it's quite scary, actually. I really, really, really loved her. I really, really loved her. Are they buying this? Do you think they're buying this? Okay, because I can see it some more.
Yeah, and he says he wanted to stay with her even though she cheated, but she didn't want to, so what can you do? You know, you can't. You can't chain him up. And Captain's like,
here's what
really?
Do. You watch last season and you remember what a pig he is. Okay?
Yeah, right. So then the captain is like, all right, prep sheet meeting. Come on. Let's do this. We're going to do it, guys. It's going to be the
all
best
two prep thumbs
sheet
up for
meeting
the South
ever.
Of France. Okay. So it's Jay Robertson, who's an eligible bachelor and a mortgage broker, and he's going to be joined by John and Carol. So they're looking over the preferences, and I guess it's one of them, it's their birthday, and Mila goes, cake, jeez.
She's so mad. And they've got a beach picnic, they want to explore a town, and so the captain's like, okay, let's go explore. Mila, are you through it? Mila, okay, Mila. She's like, barf! So she goes to barf again, and everyone's like, what the fuck are we supposed to do with this? Like, she's coming, they're coming tomorrow, and this chef surely is going to need tons of time to present her amazing food, which we've all seen pictures of on her resume.
Yeah, exactly. So they're putting more stuff away, and Travis is like, Hannah's pretty sexy, and also Rick City, so not bad, right? Not bad.
So let's see. Anastasia goes to give tea to the Russian, and then Aisha's like, what are you speaking? Russian? Wow!
Yeah, I wrote down, whoa! I like that Aisha could not put together that, like, Mila is Russian, and then there's a language that sounds like Russian being spoken to the Russian person. What language is that?
Yeah. So then a bunch of them take a break outside and get to know each other and smoke. And Colin's like, so do you have a boo, Aisha? And she's like, actually, no, it's hard having one while you're working on a boo at the same time. I actually have a lava shava fellatio. I was like, what?
I think
I wrote Hava Shava Dava Felatio.
I listened to it many, many times, and then I think that she actually said, Aisha the Geisha will Felatio.
And then she tells us, growing up with liberal parents and so many brothers, I asked my mom what sodomy was at 7, so I learned about butt sex.
You learned about 6 butts? No, butt sex.
Then they cut back to Hannah looking mortified, which is hilarious because Hannah's like the most sexually free one usually.
Yeah.
And then she said something else that I didn't really understand. She's like, if I burnt for 7 days, I'm allowed to bang other people. What'd she say? If I blank something?
I don't know. If I do the fling and the nigger, the fling and the nigger, 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 fellatio.
And Anna goes, I'm going to bed. And she goes, pardon my vocals.
It's like this weird Swedish chef turned Kiwi.
I love it. Aisha's officially my new favorite. I think she's hilarious.
Yeah, she has a goofy grin on at all times too.
Yeah.
So yeah, so now Hannah's hanging out with Joao and he's like, I'm just worried that all the deckhands have more experience than I do, and we know how I was last season when I was terrible to what's his face? Conrad, you know? I just don't want people to say that about me because in Zimbabwe, if you talk to a bosun the wrong way, you get thrown into a lion's mouth. It's true. It's true.
Back in Zim, I hired a hooker called Karma, and it turns out she really was a bitch. I'm very scared.
Back in Zim, I hired a hooker named Karma, and she tied me up and she sold me for ransom. It was terrifying.
So Hannah's like, well, you know, never in my life did I see being friends with him myself, but I'm all for douchebags changing themselves.
It's clearly. So now it's the next day. It's day of the charter. There's some cleaning. Mila is feeling better, but she's feeling weak. So Anastasia, who has some cooking background, is going to help out. And Anastasia's cooking story, her background as being a yacht chef is even worse than Mila's. She's like, yeah, so I was like working on a yacht. I was working on a boat, and like my boyfriend noticed that I could cook without getting seasick. So he's like, you should cook. So I started cooking. I was like, oh, that inspires confidence.
So she's basically doing all the grunt work, you know, which I guess is normal. So then it's 30 minutes until they come, and the captain sees Jack, and she's like, all right, Animani totally insaniac, get over here, you gotta do something with your hair, it can't hang in your face. And he's like, I know what I'm gonna do, babe. Sunglasses on my head, what do you think of that? She's like,
should
yeah,
I jake
you know
up and put it in my hair like something about Mary? It's be something about Jake. Get it jacking off. It all comes together full circle. Love the women around here.
So then, let's see. So this is, I forget how much cutting back and forth it is.
Yeah.
So the people arrive.
The guests arrive.
Yeah. So the guests arrive, and Hannah's showing them the boat.
Did you see what Aisha said when they lined up? When they lined up for the guests, Aisha goes, I forgot to shave my legs.
Felicia. So then she takes them
Aisha
on a tour.
Aisha doesn't shave her legs, he goes.
So then they start taking them on the tour, and Anna's like, all right, you can choose your cabins. This one has a massive dong. And they're like, wait a minute. Just what? You don't like a dong? And they're like, wait, is that an Australian thing or what? She goes, you know, it's a dong, the thing you hit. And they're like, a gong. She's like, oh.
Oh, that makes so much more sense. Than that when I ordered that DVD of the Dong Show and something else completely different arrived.
I was in that one, Flash, yeah, Pop 6. So then the captain is now it's anchor time.
Anchor drama. Anchor drama. Anchor drama. Drama of the anchor.
Best part of the show. Being taken away.
Hey, where are my distances, Joao, off my stern? A lot of lines, a lot of lines, got a lot of lines.
And Tyler's like, when you work on boats, it's team-oriented. So when you're lazy, you're a piece of shit because it makes other people work harder. Close up on Jack, just standing there like, what do I
Jack,
do?
Jack, like, picking his nose. I think I found something up there.
Yeah, and the guests are like, God, look at the captain. Look, she's pretty pissy, huh? What's wrong with her? What's wrong with her?
I like the lady who I'm assuming is Carol, who was, she's, you know, because the guests are on there, they're already having a nice time. They seem like very lovely people. And then Aisha brings her like a Coors Light. She's like, oh my God, she brought me a Coors Light and the mountains are still blue. She's already, Very, very excited. A huge improvement over the ladies who were on the first episode of last season who didn't want dinner in a bowl.
Yeah. They started off with a softball group of guests. So yeah. Then Hannah's getting lunch organized and stuff, and then they cut to Joao trying to open a water bottle with his mouth, which, yeah, you know.
Like, but here's the thing is that he's using his two hands to hold the water bottle. I'm like, usually do the mouth thing if you don't have a hand free, right? I don't know, but maybe that's.
I was cracking up because it's just such a Joao shot. You know, it's like boom,
and he doesn't do it either. By the way, he does not.
He can't figure it out.
Yeah, you know, if Riley were on there, she'd just look at the bottle and it would open up.
Yeah. So then we see Jack trying to figure out how to drop an anchor, and Sandy's like, "These anchors on this boat are my arch nemesis." And Jack's like, "I know what you're talking about. How are we supposed to do this, boy? You know what this anchor looks like? Tits. We'll put my hands all over it and start licking them. That work for everybody?" It's like, God damn it!
And meanwhile, one of the guests is like, "Oh man, this is beautiful. I wouldn't mind having their job." And then another guy is like, "Yes, you would." As you see, like, Anastasia scrubbing a shower door or something like that.
Yeah. So then they come to lunch. All the lady are coming to lunch, and this crazy lady's twerking. That crazy lady who loves Coors Light is just she's a gift.
She's twerking, which, yeah. So then we see Mila. She's preparing lunch, and there's like a passing shot of her holding a bottle of salad dressing, Hidden Valley Ranch. And I was like, uh-oh.
I know. What is Katie like, sponsoring this show?
This is not good. This is not good.
Yeah, look, it's the caterer for Katie's wedding. So, yeah, she's got Hidden Valley Ranch and burgers, which burgers on your first day on a luxury yacht. I don't know about that. And then she opens the salad jar and starts putting them all over the buns.
Yeah, and she's just doing it. I was like, oh, God. And Hannah's watching with, like, controlled honey vice. Don't get too honey too soon. It's the first meal. Try not to lose the honey.
And we get a...
And meanwhile, the guests are upstairs.
Yeah, we get a short clip of the guests upstairs talking about their trips. And one guy goes, "Didn't we see a buffalo in Jackson?" And the other lady goes, "No! That was a moose."
Oh, God bless the PAs who are logging all this dialogue. We're like, we have to put this in the show, okay? So Mila's like, "I used to play poker professionally. Taking poker from guys felt like Saju." Oh, I was like, why did I write Saju? She's going, so good. That's how it feels when people eat my food. So good when they think the ranch is real ranch.
Yeah, when you swindle them. So then it turns out she's making a foie burger, which I don't know about this.
It's also an enormous burger. I don't know that I really even believe this. The burger that she serves is like, I mean, it is like 3 inches thick. It is huge. But you know what, though? The guests love it. And so at this point, I'm like, okay, so she did like a semi-homemade sheet, but maybe it's like she sort of knew, like, you know what? It's really about the burger, and there's like maybe there's like a comfort in like a – you know how like some people at Thanksgiving like canned cranberry sauce instead of the real stuff. Like maybe that's what she was going for.
Yeah, you know who says they like that? Lazy ass aunties. Okay, that's who says that. So yeah, this guy's like, "I'm never going to be able to eat McDonald's again." I think it's because they're all trained to think that the chef is talented. So if they don't like it, they're going to look like trash. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I think when people come on the show, they don't want to look like the assholes. They want to look like the nice ones, and they want to look fancy.
They think it's like a high-low experience, you know?
Yeah.
So now the guests are going to go on to the tender, and they're gonna go to shore. They're going to go on to Nice. And Jack and Anastasia are going to go with them. And Hannah's like, "Oh, by the way, honey, I just need some fresh milk. A very simple request for fresh milk. What could go possibly wrong? Am I right, honeys?"
"Well, actually, I'll be there like somewhere." I was like, okay. Okay, Jack. So they take the guests over in a tender, and as they're walking down the dock, Jack goes, "Hey, I just saw a bit of work done that I got sacked off of."
Yeah, I love Jack. "Off the side of it in full view of 5 children. Wasn't a good scene."
Yeah. He's like, "And that's the old town over there. Some of it like up decker. Blew all my money buying girls and drinks. Didn't have a pot to piss in. Started in that."
Pretty standard, isn't it? So so they're like all walking around, and basically it's like tourist stuff, and now the guests are like, okay, we're ready to go back and everything. So Jack and Anastasia are like, okay, you just go that way and Joao will pick you up, and we have to go get some milk. So So then Joao is like on the yacht and he's babbling. You know, he's like, again, trying to do this whole thing about like being a new upstanding bosun or whatever. And he's like, Sunday gave me the drive to be a bosun. And, you know, seeing that Travis is a good worker is one less thing I have to worry about. Because in Zim, I have to worry about everything. Like, whether or not I'm going to be in the middle of a stampede of neighbors in my house right now. What am I saying? I don't know. I need pussy.
So Jack and Anastasia walking around this town is hilarious. Because she's like, do you have milk? Do you have milk? Does anybody have milk? And he's like, there's a fountain over there. That's a good sign. Let's walk that way.
He's like, should have been nipped into that sex shop over there.
He just starts walking her all over town. And the guests are just standing there by their car like, who's taking care of us?
Yeah, exactly. They're getting mad and that one lady is like, oh, my feet are starting to really kill me, you know? Huh, she goes, I'm going like, huh?
And Joao calls and he's like, Jack, where are the guests? Wait, I'm going to come get you. He's like, where are the guests? We left alone, so we just left them over there while we went to get some milk. I'm sure they're fine. Joao's like, no!
Yeah, so Joao gets on the tender to go save the guests. And then meanwhile, in the kitchen, Mila's making dinner, and she starts putting canned corn onto an iceberg lettuce salad. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, ma'am, no. This is not the Food Network. We do not use these products.
Yeah, and opens a box of Old El Paso taco shells. Oish.
Oh, God. So then Joao saves the people and he brings them back to the boat. And so now they're they're all like going down the water slide and stuff. And there's this random shot of Colin. He's like on like a floaty thing and he's like trying to attach it back to the yacht. He's like, oh no, oh no, I'm floating away.
Colin, are you okay? Colin,
oh, I'm floating, mom, I'm floating away.
Someone call the medics, my son's floating away.
Oh, I think I got it, mom.
You sure, Carly? I can call the fire department still.
No, I got it, Mom.
How about your father? You want me to send your father? He can help.
I'm okay, Mom.
Then we cut to Mila in the kitchen licking a steak. What the fuck? Like, what the holy fuck? I rewound it three times. I was like, is she smelling that? She is smelling. She's licking the steak.
This episode is, like, falling apart at the seams. Like, I was like, what is happening all over the place?
Yeah, so the captain comes in, and she sees all the taco shells, and she's like, ah, is this for crew? And she's like, no, the guests. And she's like, tacos? And then we cut to her list of Mexican stuff, and it's like, tacos, enchiladas, quesadillas, nachos, because she looked up Mexican stuff, because they said they liked Mexican. Yeah.
It's like sour cream, salsa, coriander, and then at the bottom, it just goes, dessert with a question mark.
Good.
Because she's gonna be making a plated steak with a taco buffet. She's like, well, they like Mexican. And it's like, first of all, so she's go, tacos and enchiladas, that's a pretty strong appetizer, and then to have a plated steak, it just doesn't really make sense as a meal. But like, maybe make like little baby tacos or like little like appetizer size enchiladas. But no, she's making going full hog with like the Old El Paso shells, etc.
Oh, and it looks so gross. It looks like a school meal.
Cafeteria.
Like cafeteria food. Really gross. And the captain's like, well, the tacos have me very worried, but I saw her resume, so I'm hoping for the best.
Mm-hmm.
You saw taco shells. She should have been off that boat immediately.
Like, yeah.
No, okay, you should have just thrown her right overboard.
Yeah, not even the worst chefs on the show. Not even that guy, Matt, from, like, Below Deck, like, two seasons ago, who was, like, make, like, a chicken salad every episode. Not even Matt would use taco shells.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So, Jack is in bed reading, or, I don't know, holding something, because I can't imagine him just lying around reading.
Just upside down.
Yeah.
He's like, I like to look at the lines on the page.
Yeah, and Jack comes in and tells him, dude, you gotta stay with the guests. Hello. Like, it's service. That's who we get tips from. And he's like, this is clear now, but it wasn't clear then. Liverpool!
I've learned my lesson now. Fuck the milk. Charter guests come first.
So then the guests sit down for their big Mexican dinner.
So Mila is like, she's got the enchiladas. The enchiladas look...
like shit. Like,
well, I mean, they look like... fine, as if I made them at home, no. You know, and made them, they looked... like, you know, cheesy whatever. But
just
like, if I had paid
$10,000, the colors on them are just so like.
Well, I think they compare it to the nachos. The nachos were the real problem. She has these like inherently sad looking tortilla chips. Okay, like these were really sad chips on their own. And then she just puts this canned salsa on it, or jarred salsa, and then canned corn. And then, like, they're like, what about, I think it was Aisha was like, you want to put some cheese on it? And she's like, okay. And so she just takes, like, some shredded cheese and just puts it on it. And like, do you want to heat it up? And Aisha just starts turning. She just goes full Muriel's Wedding. She goes, it's terrible.
And then we cut to the captain talking to the guests, and she goes, have you seen the movie Captain Ron? That's a great movie, isn't it?
Almost as good as King Ralph. I don't know. It's hard. Neck and neck, I'd say.
So Hannah comes in, and she sees this food, and she's like, in the 9 years of yachting, I've never refused to take a dish out, but I cannot serve that. It's disgusting on a...
Like, it's horrifying.
Yeah, so they take the enchiladas and the tacos out, and the guys kind of look at it, and one of the guys goes, oh, look, it already has sour cream. And I was like, they're not going to fall for this.
No, the guests go, they're like, are these the appetizers? And then the guy goes, hey, look, Carol, they got your sour cream. Carol's like, shut the fuck up. We're not talking about that on camera.
And one of the guys goes, it's like a Taco Bell drive-through. And I was like, well, is that a compliment? And then Hannah's going downstairs like, honey. And the lady's like, oh, gosh, your sauce is amazing. So I guess they're like falling for whatever this is.
They are. They're thinking it's just sort of like a fun. It's like, you know, like Ina Garten's philosophy that when it's supposed to be a formal event, you serve something surprisingly informal. And then when it's an informal event, you prepare something that's surprisingly formal. So maybe they're just thinking it's like an Ina Garten moment. But no, they're just literally eating, you know, like food that your babysitter would make for you.
Yeah. So then Hannah comes in the kitchen. She's like, yeah, you know what? They've got enough down there, so I think we should just leave the nachos in here. All right. So are you plating the steaks already? They've just got served their food.
Jesus, I was just finishing addressing the first disaster. You're already putting another disaster on me. Because Mila is already plating the steaks that they're going to be eating. And by the way, we saw her earlier in the episode. She had like a full on, I guess it's like a loin or whatever, tenderloin. And she was slicing it into the portions. And like the portion, like I didn't think anything of it at the moment. But then when I saw the steaks she was cooking, considering that she had that entire tenderloin, they were so thin. Did you notice that? I was like, you're going to cook them thin steaks from like a beautiful piece of meat?
Oh my God. So then upstairs, the lady's like, well, I think this is a little too spicy. And then we cut back to Mila, who's taking the steaks. She's put them on a plate, and she's licking her fingers, just licking the raw steak off of her fingers. And then she throws them in the microwave.
Wondering where she gets her food poisoning from. God, so she's like, well, I'm going to take them down to the microwave. And Hannah goes down, and her eyes are bulging. And she's like, I cannot believe it. And they're just like this close-up of this stack of like, albeit thin, but still beautiful steaks just about to get nuked. And then, like, the episode ends with Mila just sort of sitting at the table waiting for it to microwave. And it just, like, zooms in slowly and ominously on her. like she came over from, like, the Conjuring universe, you know? Like, who is this ghostly, evil monster who is on this yacht right now?
My God, it's just like, and you hear the sound of the microwave, because Hannah's like, I don't think I've ever seen that before. And she's like, oh, well, I have to keep it warm, so I'll put it on 4. So she puts the fucking microwaves in, just running. That's not how microwaves work. What are you doing?
And she's also, it's also like a passive aggressive thing against Hannah. She's like, well, you know, because I have to make, now because they're too cold, because they're waiting, you know? So now I have to nuke them. Like, it's Hannah's fault.
There's you know? An oven upstairs, you fucking crazy person.
Yeah, an oven, like literally an oven, or just make some new steaks. I mean, this is just the first meal, and these are nice guests. If she had the guests from last season for the first charter, I can't even imagine. But what is this chef going to do when, like, she has, like, demanding guests who need something recooked or want, like, something in the middle of the night? Like, I was, Ronnie, I was genuinely stressed out. Like, how... How do they do? What do they do? What do you do?
And Hannah's like, I just came back here to be peaceful with everyone and not fight, and they give me this.
Yeah, she is controlling her rage. She's like, I can't lose my shit right now. It's the Fifth Charter, but I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Honey!
Honey! And then the episode ends with ding from the microwave. So I think it's going to be a pretty good season.
I mean, it's always good. And it just, but like that, like what a stressful thing. And like everyone started tweeting at us. Everyone's like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like America was outraged.
Yeah, they should be. That's fucking disgusting.
Rightfully so. Rightfully, it's disgusting.
Oh gosh. Well, everybody, that brings us to the end of our first Below Deck Mid. We will be back tomorrow with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You can also watch that on video on Crappens on Demand. And then we're not going to be back till the weekend, but we'll have both Real Housewives of New York and Southern Charm live episodes. In the meantime, go get tickets for the live shows. Milwaukee, if you're there, go get tickets this Friday. And you can find merch and all that stuff at watchwhatcrappens.com. We'll talk to you next time, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Love ya.